咱今仔日的经文是记载在《约翰福音》第四章。
Our scripture reading is found in John chapter 4, verse 7 to 26.
请咱大家站立起立。
Let's all stand up.
第四章第七节，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人人来拍水，耶稣对伊讲：“请你给我水啉。”那个时阵，门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人人对伊讲：“你既然是犹太人，怎样向我一个撒玛利亚的妇人人讨水啉呢？”原来犹太人甲撒玛利亚人无来往。耶稣回答讲：“你若知影上帝的恩典，甲对你所讲，予我水啉的是谁啊？你得较早求伊，伊也得较早予你活水。”妇人人讲：“耶稣无拍水的器具，生阁深，你对倒落得着活水呢？”阮的祖宗雅各将这钱留予阮，伊家己甲囝并生活，也着啉这个钱的水。难道你比伊阁较大吗？”耶稣回答讲：“原来啉这个水的，也要阁啉。人若阁啉我所赐的水，永远无嘴干，要伫内面正做泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人人讲：“先生，请将这个水赐予我，我叫伊无嘴干，也无来遮作恨拍水。”妇人人讲：“我无丈夫。”耶稣讲：“你讲无丈夫是无唔对的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并唔是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”妇人人讲：“先生，我看出你是先知，阮的祖宗伫这个山顶礼拜，恁祖公应当礼拜的所在是伫耶路撒冷。”耶稣讲：“妇人人，你着信我，时阵要到，恁拜伯也无伫这山顶，也无伫耶路撒冷。你毋知影，阮所拜的，阮知影，因为救恩是对犹太人出来。时阵要到，如今就是了。这个真正拜伯，要用心灵甲诚实拜，因为伯要怎样人拜？上帝是一个灵，所以拜伊的，的确用心灵甲诚实拜伊。”妇人人讲：“我知影弥赛亚，就是迄个称作基督的要来。”就说过。
John chapter 4, verse 7 to 26. Let's all read together. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." A Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it a Jew, ask for a drink for me, a woman of Samaria?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is it that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, your husband's come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worshipped in this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem this place of worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, is now here, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am He. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated.
兄弟姐妹，喝茶去。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上平安。
Peace be to you.
首先我要感谢马拉门教会邀请我能够来到这个地方，来与大家分享神的话语。
First, I would like to thank you, ECM, for inviting me to come here that I may share God's word with you.
也谢谢林牧师的邀请。
And I'd also like to thank the invitation of Reverend Reyes.
在这个感恩的日子，能够见到每位弟兄姐妹，实在是神的恩典。
It is God's grace that on this day of Thanksgiving, I'm willing to meet with you. I'm able to meet with you.
好，首先我们先做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的创造。
Father, we thank you for your creation.
你给我们如此美好的世界。
You have given us such a beautiful world.
也赐给我们有生命在里面。
You have also given us life in it.
主耶稣，我们也谢谢你来到这个世界来拯救我们。
Lord Jesus, we also thank you for coming to this world to save us.
主啊，你是道路、真理和生命。
Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life.
我们借着你能够回到父那里。
And by you, we can go back to our Father.
主，我们也谢谢你赐下你宝贵的话语给我们。
And Lord, we thank you also for giving us your precious word.
求你自己的圣灵来引导我们明白一切的真理。
May the Holy Spirit lead us into all truth.
也带领我们今天的崇拜和聚会。
And also guide our worship and service today.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
听我们在你面前的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.好，弟兄姐妹，我们今天要分享的经文是约翰福音。
Brothers and sisters, today we are looking at the Gospel of John.
好，在分享经文之前，我想问大家一个问题。
Before we look at today's passage, I would like to ask you a question.
如果你看到有井、有女人这样一个图画，你会想到什么？
If you imagine a picture with a well and with a woman, what would you think about?
在旧约的圣经里面，这个图画会让你想到什么？
In the Old Testament, what would you think about when you imagine this picture?
我们知道亚伯拉罕的仆人为以撒在井边找到他的妻子。
We know that the servant of Abraham found a wife for Abraham's son Isaac by the well.
雅各在井边遇见拉结。
And it was also by the well that Jacob met Rachel.
摩西在井边遇见米甸的祭司的女儿西波拉。
It was by a well that Moses met the daughter of the priest of Midian.
我们看见在这个井边都有一段浪漫的爱情故事。
We see that by the well many romances have happened.
好，那么在井边和女人，这个是希伯来人的意境。
So here we are, we have a well and a woman. And what does that remind a Hebrew of?
那么用中国的诗词来表述大概是什么样呢？
And if we are to describe that in terms of Chinese poetry,
有一点点像夜上柳梢头，人约黄昏后。
It would be like as the moon is rising behind the branches, two people are rendezvousing.
好，今天我们也要讲一个井边的故事。
And so today we will tell another story by the well.
但是没有浪漫。
But there's no romance.
没有讲到很美好的婚姻。
It does not lead to a marriage.
这是一个婚姻破碎的女人。
It is about a woman whose marriage was broken.
一个心灵饥渴的女人。
It was about a woman who was thirsty in her soul.
因为她和耶稣的一次相遇。
Because of this encounter she had with Jesus.
改变了她的一生。
Her whole life was changed.
好，我们前面看到在约翰福音第四章一到七节的时候。
We have to look at the background of John chapter 4 verses 1 to 7.
讲到耶稣上到耶路撒冷去过节。
And it talked about how Jesus went up to Jerusalem for the festival.
耶稣洁净圣殿。
And Jesus cleansed the temple.
然后耶稣遇见了尼哥底母。
And Jesus met Nicodemus.
耶稣和尼哥底母谈重生的事。
And Jesus talked with Nicodemus about being born again.
之后耶稣和门徒到了犹太地。
After that, Jesus and his disciples came to Judea.
耶稣有一个决定要回到加利利。
And Jesus decided to go back to Galilee.
在当时从耶路撒冷到加利利有两条路可以走。
In those days, there are actually two routes one could take to go from Jerusalem to Galilee.
最直接方便的路就是从犹太地穿过撒玛利亚直接到加利利。
The most direct, most convenient route would be to go from Judea through the land of Samaria into Galilee.
但是也有另一条路。
But there was another route.
就是在犹太地的时候耶过耶旦河到耶旦河对岸。
It was from the land of Judea to cross the Jordan to the opposite shore.
然后经过外邦人的地。
And then to go through the land of the Gentiles.
一直到加利利地的对岸再坐船回到加利利。
Until they come to a place which is across the shore from Galilee, and then they would cross the Jordan one more time to go back to Galilee.
当时的犹太人许多的犹太人会选择走这一条不太方便的路。
Many Jews in those days would choose this route which was not so convenient.
因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人两个族之间有分歧。
Because there was enmity between the Jews and the Samaritans.
犹太人认为撒玛利亚人是不洁净的人。
The Jews considered the Samaritans as unclean.
因为撒玛利亚人在归回之犹太人归回之后，撒玛利亚人和当地的外邦人通婚。
Because when the Jews came back from exile, Samaritans they were the ones who had married foreigners.
以外邦人通婚对犹太人来说是违反律法的。
And for the Jews, it was of course against the law to marry foreigners.
所以他们认为这些以外邦人通婚的撒玛利亚人是不纯正的。
So for the Jews, the Samaritans were not pure breed.
有些犹太人为了避免和撒玛利亚人接触，他们会走另一条比较不方便的路。
And many Jews, in order to avoid coming into contact with Samaritans, would choose to go the long way, a very inconvenient route.
今天耶稣选择走撒玛利亚这一条路。
And on this day, Jesus chose to go through Samaria.
约翰告诉我们，耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
John told us that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
耶稣为什么必须经过撒玛利亚？
Why did Jesus have to go through Samaria?
约翰没有告诉我们。
John didn't tell us.
但是我们看到耶稣在 这一件事上做了一个很重要的决定。
But we could see that on this matter, Jesus made a very important decision.
我们看到耶稣经过撒玛利亚的时候，拯救了撒玛利亚人。
When Jesus went through Samaria, he was able to save the Samaritans.
所以很多人把约翰这段故事当作是耶稣的一次宣教。
So many people would take this account in John as a mission trip of Jesus.
好，当耶稣经过撒玛利亚的时候，来到了细加这座城。
Okay, so when Jesus went through Samaria, he came to a city named Sychar.
耶稣在这个城边坐下。
And on this, in the city Sychar, he sat by the well.
耶稣坐在了井边。
He sat by the well.
这个时候，门徒进城里面去买食物。
And the disciples went into the city to get food.
在这个时候，在井边发生了一个故事。
At this time, a story unfolded by the well.
耶稣遇见了一个来打水的撒玛利亚妇人。
Jesus met a Samaritan woman who was there to draw water.
在约翰福音四章七到二十六节。
In John chapter 4, verses 7 to 26.
我们看见耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人的谈话有三个重点。
We see the conversation between Jesus and this Samaritan woman, and there were three main points.
首先，耶稣向撒玛利亚妇人要水喝。
Well, at the first part, Jesus asked for water from the Samaritan woman.
然后是撒玛利亚妇人向耶稣要求有活水。
And then it was the Samaritan woman asking Jesus in return for the living water.
第二。
The second part,
耶稣要撒玛利亚妇人去把自己的丈夫叫过来。
Jesus asked the Samaritan woman to bring her husband there.
所以这个是一个关于撒玛利亚妇人婚姻的事情。
And this had to do, of course, with the marriage of the Samaritan woman.
第三。
And thirdly,
妇人对耶稣讲到了敬拜的事。
And the third part, the woman asked Jesus about worship.
她说我们敬拜上帝在这座山上。
She said, "We have been worshiping on this mountain."
你们犹太人说应当是在耶路撒冷。
But you Jews claim that worship should be done in Jerusalem.
耶稣说你们敬拜父不在山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
And Jesus said, "You worship the Father not in the mountains nor in Jerusalem."
所以这第三件事是讲到了关于敬拜的问题。
So the third part of the conversation had to do with the matter of worship.
好，这一个对话，活水。婚姻和敬拜。
And so Jesus conversed with the Samaritan woman concerning the living water and her marriage and worship.
在圣经里面也有一个很相似的事情。
We realize that in the Bible there was something very similar to this.
如果我们看创世纪的时候，
If we were to go back to the book of Genesis,
特别是在创世纪第一章到三章，
Especially in Genesis chapters 1-3,
好，我们会看见约翰的这一个故事和创世纪一到三章之间似乎有某一些的相似。
We will see some apparent similarities between the story that John recorded and what happened in the Garden of Eden.
好，首先我们来看关于活水的问题。
First of all, let's consider living water.
好，这一位撒玛利亚妇人来到耶稣面前。
The Samaritan woman came to Jesus.
他向耶稣向他要水喝。
Jesus asked her for water.
撒玛利亚妇人对他说。
And the Samaritan woman answered.
你是犹太人。
You're a Jew.
怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
Why are you asking water from a Samaritan woman?
因为撒玛利亚人和犹太人素不相往。
Because the Jews had no dealing with Samaritans.
但是耶稣回答他。
But Jesus answered her.
你若知道上帝的恩赐。
If you knew the gift of God,
和对你说给我水喝的是谁
？And who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink"?
你早就会求他。
You would have asked him.
他也早会给你活水。
And he would have given you living water.
妇人说。
And the woman said,
先生
，Sir,
你没有打水的器皿。
You have nothing to draw water
with. 井又深
，and the well is deep.
去哪里打活水呢
？Where do you get that living water？
耶稣说
，And Jesus said，
凡喝这水的还要再渴。
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again。
凡喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again。
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源。
The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water。
一直涌到永生。
Welling up to eternal life。
好，我们看到这个故事的前面。
Okay, so we see the first part of the story.
这是一个中午的时间。
And this is in the middle of the day.
中午是一天当中日头最火的时候。
At noon, the sun was the brightest and hottest.
所有的人都躲在自己的家中。
Everybody was hiding in their own homes.
只有这一位撒玛利亚妇人自己一个人来打水。
Only this Samaritan woman came to the well to get water.
为什么
？Why?
为什么他要避开众人的面
？Why would she avoid the crowd to come get water？
好，从圣经里面我们知道这个撒玛利亚妇人有三重的身份。
From the Bible, we can see that this Samaritan woman actually had three identities.
首先，她是一个撒玛利亚人。
First of all, she was Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人在犹太人的眼中是不洁的、被看不起的人。
Samaritans were despised by the Jews. They were considered unclean.
第二，这个妇人，她是一个女人。
A second identity of her was she was a woman.
最后，她是一个 离过婚的女人。
She was also a woman who had been separated from her husband.
女人在古代的社会的地位是比男人低的。
Now in the ancient society, women had a much lower status than men.
而一个离过婚的女人更是被别人瞧不起的。
And a woman who had been abandoned by her man was even more despised.
所以这是一个在种族上不体面的。
So racially, she was not in a good status.
在宗教上不正统的。
And religiously speaking, she also was not orthodox.
在生活上不检点的妇人。
Morally, she was also considered a bad woman.
她这是一个生活在社会边缘的人。
And so she was indeed a marginal woman.
所以她只能在中午的时候出来打水。
That is why she could only come to the well at noonday.
可能在她的心中有一个情结在里面。
Maybe in her there was some sort of complex.
她知道自己的生活的处境。
She knew what position she was in.
她知道自己是一个什么样的人。
She knew what kind of a person she had been.
所以为了避免别人的指指点点。
So in order to avoid the gossips of other people.
所以她选择在中午的时分。出来打水。
She chose to go to the well and get water at noontime.
耶稣知道这个妇人的需要。
Jesus knew the needs of this woman.
她需要的不是雅各井的水。
What she needed was not water from the well of Jacob.
她真正需要的是救恩。
What she really needed was salvation.
她需要的是心灵的释放和生活的重新的开始。
What she needed was relief in her heart and a refreshed life, a renewed life.
所以耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
That is why Jesus had to go through Samaria.
好，耶稣借着这个雅各井的水，要向妇人说明一个道理。
And so, by means of the water in the well of Jacob, Jesus wanted to tell this woman the truth.
耶稣是要赐给人活水的救主。
Jesus was the Savior who came to give living water.
活水在约翰福音里面是一个比喻。
Living water was of course an analogy.
是象征耶稣要赐给人圣灵。
It represented the Holy Spirit that Jesus was going to give us.
根据约翰福音第七章的记载。
According to John chapter 7.
当耶稣上耶路撒冷过节的时候。
When Jesus went to Jerusalem for yet another festival.
在节期的最后一天
On the last day of the festival,
耶稣站着对犹太人说
Jesus stood and spoke to the Jews,
人若渴了
If a person is thirsty,
可以到我这里来
He can come to me,
信我的人
Whoever believes in me,
如经上所说
Will be as it is written,
从他腹中流出活水的江河
He will have a spring of living water coming out of him.
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
And of course, Jesus here was referring to those believers who would receive the Holy Spirit.
这个妇人来雅各井打的是水。
And so here we have a woman who came to the well of Jacob to get water.
但是耶稣跟他讲的是活水，是圣灵。
But what Jesus was talking to her about was the living water. It was the Holy Spirit.
那么为什么耶稣要对他讲活水？讲到圣灵的事呢
But why is Jesus talking about the living water and about the Holy Spirit?
如果我们看创世纪第一章到第二章
If we go back to Genesis chapters 1 and 2
我们看到上帝怎样创造万物和人类
We will see how God created everything and all men
创世纪第一章
In Genesis chapter 1
起初上帝创造天地
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth
地是空虚混沌
The earth was without form,
淹面黑暗
and dark.
上帝的灵运行在水面
and the spirit of God was hovering above the face of the water.
圣灵是三位一体上帝的其中一个位格
Holy Spirit is a person of the Godhead.
圣灵参与了上帝的创造
and the Holy Spirit participated in creation.
好，在创世纪。第二章第七节的时候
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7
我们看到耶和华上帝用地上的尘土造人
It says that the Lord God formed a man of dust from the ground.
将生气吹在他的鼻孔里。
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And the man became a living creature.
名叫亚当。
And his name was Adam.
所以我们看见当人被造的时候。
So we can see that when man was created.
有两个部分。
There was two parts to him.
一个是地上尘土所造的身体。
One part was the body that came from the dust of the ground.
另一个是上帝所吹的生气。
Another is the breath, the living breath that God breathed into him.
在创世纪二章七节。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
这一节经文也可以翻译成另一种方式。
It can also, that verse can also be translated another way.
耶和华上帝用地上的尘土造人。
That the Lord God formed a man of dust from the ground.
将生气吹在他的鼻孔里。
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了一个活的灵。
And the man became a living spirit.
所以这个有灵的活人也可以翻译成他就成了一个活的灵。
So this living creature can also be translated as a living spirit.
正如耶伯记三十三章四节所说。
Just as in Job chapter 33 verse 4.
上帝的灵造了我。
It says that by his spirit God created us.
全能者的气使我得生。
And the breath of God gives me life.
人因为有了上帝的灵，上帝的气。
It is because man has received God's breath or God's spirit.
才真正成为一个活人。
That he became alive.
一个没有灵魂的人只是一个行尸走肉。
A body without spirit is simply a body, it's a corpse.
在约翰福音第六章六十三节。
In John chapter 6, verse 63.
耶稣说了一句很重要的话。
Jesus said something very important.
耶稣说圣灵是赐给人生命的。
Jesus said the Holy Spirit gives life.
肉体却是毫无用处的。
The flesh is no help at all.
我对你们所说的话就是灵。就是生命。
The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
这一位撒玛妇人来到井边来打水。
So this Samaritan woman came to the well to get water.
有可能她几乎是每一天来打水。
It could be that she came to get water every day.
但是她每一天喝了这个水都会渴。
But every day she drank from that water and she got thirsty again.
如果说雅各井能够给这个妇人的
If what the well of Jacob could offer to this woman
只是一个物质上的需要
was only physical water, physical need.
雅各井的水不能够满足妇人真正的需要
The water from the well of Jacob cannot truly satisfy the need of this woman.
所以妇人向耶稣要活水
That is why the Samaritan woman asked Jesus for the living water.
耶稣在这里把圣灵生命永生联系在一起。
So here Jesus made a connection between water and life and spirit.
圣灵要带来新的创造。
The Holy Spirit will make a new creation.
圣灵把基督的生命带给世人。
The Holy Spirit gives Christ's life to the people of the world.
所以保罗说，若有人在基督里面。
That is why Paul said, if any man is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creature.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
The old has gone, and everything has become new.
所以我们看到活水象征圣灵要带来的更新。新的创造和永恒的生命。
So we see that this living water actually represents the new life and the renewal that is going to come about by the Holy Spirit.
在创世纪那边讲到上帝创造的时候赐给人生命。
In Genesis, it talked about how God gave life to people.
耶稣来的时候也一样要带给人生命。
And when Jesus came, he also came to give life to people.
井水只是解决物质的需要。
The water from the well only solved a person's physical need.
圣灵带来的更新要解决人生命的问题。
But the renewal of the Holy Spirit will satisfy our vital needs, the true needs of life.
所以撒玛利亚妇人向耶稣要的是活水。
That is why the Samaritan woman asked Jesus for living water.
耶稣说：“你去叫你的丈夫来。”
And Jesus said, "Go and get your husband."
这个妇人回答说：“我没有丈夫。”
The woman answered, "I have no husband."
耶稣说你没有丈夫是对的。
Jesus said that you said you have no husband, that is correct.
因为你已经有五个丈夫了。
For you have already had five husbands.
你现在还有一个丈夫，其实也不是你的丈夫。
And the one you now have is not your husband.
只是跟你住在一起的男人而已。
He is just a man who is living with you.
当耶稣讲了这句话的时候
，And when Jesus said that,
这个妇人说
，The woman answered.
先生，我看出你是一位先知。
Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
美国总统富兰克林曾经说过一句话。
The American statesman Franklin once said.
他说，真话讲一半就是最大的谎言。
That half truth is the biggest lie.
一个事实只讲一半，其实是最大的谎言。
If you tell a half truth, it's actually the biggest lie.
这个妇人说，我没有丈夫。
The woman said, I don't have a husband.
耶稣指出说，你已经有五个丈夫了。
And Jesus pointed out to her that you have had five husbands.
只不过现在跟你在一起的这个人还没有成为你的丈夫而已。
It's just that the man you're living with now is not your husband.
好，耶稣用了一个问题，就把这个撒玛利亚妇人将自己生命中的隐私讲出来了。
And so by this one question alone, Jesus was able to reveal the deepest secrets of this woman's life.
好。耶稣为什么要跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲到婚姻的事情呢？
So why would Jesus address the issue of marriage with this woman?
耶稣可以说我直接给你活水。
Jesus could have said, I can directly give you living water.
那这个妇人可以很体面的离开。
And the woman could have gone away with her face intact.
可是耶稣却讲到了她心里面的痛。
But Jesus had to reveal the deepest pain in her life.
耶稣提到了他生活当中不愿意面对的事情。
Jesus had to deal with this question that she didn't want to talk about in her life.
婚姻这个主题让我们再次想起创造的时候。
The topic of marriage reminds us again of the creation.
在创世纪第二章里面。
In Genesis chapter 2.
上帝看见亚当自己一个人。
God saw that Adam was alone.
天天在园子里面游荡。
He was alone walking around in the garden.
上帝说，这个人独居不好。
And God said, it is not good for this man to be alone.
我要给他造一个配偶帮助他。
I will make a helpmeet for him.
所以上帝用亚当的一根肋骨造了一个女人。
And that is why God took a rib bone from Adam and made a woman out of it.
上帝把女人带到亚当面前。
God formed this woman and brought her to Adam.
亚当看见这个女人怎么说
？And when Adam saw this woman, what did he say?
非常的同学，亚当看见这个女人怎么说
？BSOB classmates, you should know what did Adam say when he saw the woman?
对，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He said, she is the bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
所以我们看见人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Because of that, man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one.
婚姻是最能够看见人与人的关系的一个很重要的主题。
Marriage is a scenario where we could see the interpersonal relationship working out.
婚姻也是最能够表达。人与人之间的合一的一个主题。
Marriage is the best way to represent unity between people.
当上帝造人的时候
，When God created man,
按照自己的形象造男造女。
He made man and woman according to his own image.
所以人类男女的结合这种关系，反映了上帝的属性。
And so the unity between a man and a woman, this relationship shows an attribute of God.
上帝是父、子、灵三一的上帝。
We know that God is a triune God. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are united as one.
所以上帝是有关系的上帝。
And so God is a relational God.
奥古斯丁说，父爱子，子爱圣灵。圣灵爱父和子。
Augustine said that the Father loved the Son, the Son loved the Spirit, and the Spirit loved the Father and Son.
当上帝造人的时候，上帝也要给人成为有关系的人。
And when God created man, He also wanted mankind to be relational.
上帝不希望人是单独的一个人。
God didn't want man to be alone.
所以上帝给亚当造了一个女人。
That is why God made a woman for Adam.
有一个犹太人的故事。
There is a Jewish story.
犹太人认为。
That the Jews believe.
婚姻幸福的基础不是别的，而是妻子。
That the happiness of a marriage depends on the wife.
一段美好的婚姻最重要的不是物质，而是看你娶了什么样的太太。
The most important factor that determines the happiness of your marriage is not how much material things you have, but what kind of a woman you have married.
有一位虔诚的男人娶了一位虔诚的妻子。
There was a very devoted Jew who married a very devoted wife.
因为两个人没有孩子。
Because they didn't have children.
所以他们分手了。
And so they eventually separated.
然后这个虔诚的男人娶了一个邪恶的妻子。
And the devoted man ended up marrying a very bad woman.
最后这个虔诚的男人变成邪恶的男人。
And the devoted man eventually also became a very bad and evil man.
但是那一位虔诚的妻子又嫁给了另一位邪恶的男人。
But the devoted wife, the devoted woman also married another evil man.
最后这个邪恶的男人变成了虔诚的男人。
And in the end, that evil man became a devoted man.
所以我们看见婚姻的关系是很能够决定人与人之间的这种关系的。
So marriage is actually the epitome of human relation.
有人说没有不幸的婚姻，只有不幸的夫妻。
People say there are no unhappy marriages, there are only unhappy couples.
这个妇人就是一个不幸的人。
And this woman happened to be an unhappy woman. She was unfortunate.
她已经有过五个丈夫。
She has had five husbands.
我们不知道这五个丈夫是死了，还是跟她离异了。
We don't know if the five husbands had died, or maybe they had separated from her.
或者是这五个男人都抛弃了这个女人。
Or could it be that all five men had abandoned this woman?
无论是哪一种原因。
Whatever the reason was.
这个有过五个男人的女人都是不幸的。
This woman who had had five husbands was an unfortunate woman.
在中国有一句话说
，The Chinese say，
幸福的婚姻就是天堂。
That a happy marriage is like heaven.
不幸的婚姻就是什么？地狱、坟墓。
An unhappy marriage is like the grave or hell itself.
好，那这一个女人。有过五个丈夫。
So here we have a woman who had had five husbands.
又有一个跟她一起住的男人。
And now she had another man who was living with her.
你觉得她会满足吗？
Do you think she would be satisfied with this one?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
只能问她自己。
This question can only be answered by her.
但是这一次她的心灵真正得到满足。
But on this particular day, she came to find real satisfaction.
不是因为再嫁一个男人，
Not because she had found another husband,
而是因为她真正看见了生命的需要。
But because she finally realized the true needs of her life.
所以在婚姻的关系当中，夫妻应该是一体的。
And so in a relationship of marriage, husband and wife should be one flesh.
我们经常说夫妻两个人是什么？伴侣。
We often say that husband and wife are companions.
你身边的另一半。
Or we say that the other person is my other half, my better half.
无论是在身体还是在灵魂，都是你的最亲密的那一半。
Whether in body or in spirit, that other person is the most intimate person in your life.
伴侣只能两个人。
They can keep companions, but they are only two.
伴侣不能三个人。
Three is a crowd, you know.
否则有一个人变成第三者。
Otherwise, one would become the third party.
所以夫妻是两个人，一男一女。
And so a marriage consists of only two people, a man and a woman.
一生一世。
And it is a lifetime commitment.
但是我们看见，当婚姻的关系破裂的时候，也是最难修复的关系。
But we see that a broken marriage is also a relationship that is hardest to restore.
可能一个人欠你钱，
Maybe a person could owe you money.
你很恨他。
And you hate that person.
后来他把钱还给你。
But that person could repay you the money.
你又跟他好。
And then you would be friends again.
但是如果夫妻两个人婚姻关系破裂以后，是很难再修复的。
But when a relationship between a husband and a wife is totally broken, it is very difficult to restore.
所以我们看见婚姻的关系最能够表达人与人之间的亲密。
So we see that marriage, the relationship within a marriage, is the epitome of human intimacy.
上帝造人的时候，赐给人有婚姻的关系。
And so when God created man, He gave him or them the institution of marriage.
所以婚姻的关系表达出人与人之间的这种最和睦。和谐的关系。
Marriage shows the ultimate harmony and unity between men.
中国人说婚姻不是两个人的事。
The Chinese especially like to say that marriage is not a concern of two people.
而是两个家庭的事。
Marriage is actually a concern of two clans.
是丈夫的家庭和妻子的家庭之间也有关系。
It is the clan of the husband having a relationship with the clan of the wife.
所以婚姻的关系破裂，其实也是两个家庭关系的破裂。
So when a marriage is broken, the relationship between two clans actually is broken too.
好，所以一男一女两个人的结合，表达了这种上帝合一的属性。
Therefore, the unity between a man and a woman shows the unity within the triune Godhead.
婚姻的破裂。
And the breaking of a marriage
也是破坏上帝创造的神圣计划。
It's also the breaking of God's created plan.
所以这里我们又再次看到了创世纪的主题，关于婚姻。
So once again, we see the themes of Genesis on marriage.
当耶稣指出这个妇人有五个丈夫的时候
，When Jesus showed that this woman had had five husbands,
这个妇人看到耶稣。非比寻常。
This woman realized that Jesus was no common man.
所以撒玛利亚妇人反问耶稣说
So the woman said to Jesus,
我们的祖宗在这座山上敬拜。
Our fathers worshipped on this mountain.
你们倒说应当敬拜上帝的是在耶路撒冷。
But you say that in Jerusalem is a place where people ought to worship.
难道我们的敬拜是错的吗
So have we been worshipping wrong?
耶稣对他说
And Jesus said to her,
妇人你当信我。
Woman, believe me.
时候将到。
The hour is coming.
你们拜父既不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
When neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
那真正敬拜父的。
He who truly worships the Father.
要用圣灵和真理敬拜他。
True worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
因为父要这样的人敬拜他。
For the Father is seeking for such people to worship Him.
上帝是灵。
God is spirit.
敬拜上帝的要用圣灵和真理敬拜他。
And those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
敬拜这一个主题，又把我们带回到了创世纪的乐园里面。
So here we come to the subject of worship, and this brings us back to the Garden of Eden.
当上帝创造了万物之后
After God created all things,
上帝做什么
What did he do?
上帝六天创造万有
In 6 days he created all things.
第七天做什么
On the 7th day, what did he do?
歇了他的工
He rested.
上帝歇了他的工
He rested from his labor.
好，然后上帝在东方的伊甸立了一个园子
And then God made in the east a garden.
上帝把亚当放在了伊甸园里面。
And God put Adam in this garden.
好，做什么
？And what for?
亚当在伊甸园里面做什么
？What was Adam doing in the Garden of Eden?
上帝让人在园子里面修理看守。
God allowed man in the garden to cultivate the garden.
这个修理看守是一种服侍。
To cultivate the garden, and that is one kind of service.
好，那我们看到服侍乃是一种恩赐。
And we know that service is a blessing.
是上帝赐给人的恩赐。
It is a special blessing that God gave to man.
所以我们服侍上帝不是因为我们自己的好。
So we serve God not because we're good people.
而是上帝给我们的恩典，让我们有机会来 服侍他。
We serve God because God has blessed us with the opportunity to serve Him.
亚当在伊甸园里面。
When Adam was in the Garden of Eden.
可以履行对上帝的服侍。
He was able to carry out his service to the Lord.
亚当可以在伊甸园里面和上帝面对面。
And Adam could come face to face with God.
所以亚当可以自由地敬拜上帝。
And Adam could worship God freely.
在伊甸园里面，上帝和亚当之间是没有隔阂的。
In the Garden of Eden, there was no separation between God and Adam.
但是，当人犯罪堕落之后。
But after the fall of man, when he sinned,
人被赶出了伊甸园之后，
people were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
人和上帝之间才有了隔阂。
And then there was a separation between man and God.
人不可以自由地敬拜上帝。
A man can no longer freely worship God.
因为有罪的隔阂。
Because of the isolation that came as a result of sin.
好，上帝造人，给人设立了一个目的。
Now, when God made man, he had a purpose in mind for man.
但是当人犯罪之后，
But when man sinned,
人破坏了上帝的旨意，
he has broken the will of God.
在希伯来文里面，罪这个字就是不中地的意思。射箭没有射中目标。
In Hebrew, the word sin means missing the mark.
上帝造人给人一个目的。
God gave people a purpose.
人没有达到这个上帝创造的目的。
And people fall short of that purpose, fall short of the mark that God had created him for.
因为人犯罪堕落。
Because man sinned and he fell.
上帝在园子里面立了有两棵的树。
In the Garden of Eden, we know that God had put two trees.
一棵是智慧树。
One was the tree of wisdom.
Wisdom. 另一棵是生命树。
Another is the tree of life.
上帝告诉亚当，你不要吃智慧树上的果子。
And God said to Adam, "Do not eat from the tree of knowledge, the tree of wisdom."
可能上帝的本意是希望人吃生命树的果子。
Well, probably God's will was for people to take his fruit from the tree of life.
但是亚当却吃了智慧树的果子，犯罪堕落。
But Adam did not eat from the tree of life, but he ate from the tree of knowledge, and as a result, he fell and he sinned.
所以从亚当之后的人类不能够再自由地敬拜上帝。
That is why every man that came after Adam could no longer freely worship God.
因为人和上帝之间有了隔阂。
Because there is an isolation between man and God.
那么犹太人怎么解决这个问题？
And so, how did the Jews solve that problem?
犹太人认为要透过献祭来赎罪。
The Jews believed that they had to redeem their sin through sacrifices.
所以对犹太人来说，
And so for the Jews,
圣殿就代表了上帝与他们的同在。
The temple represented God's presence with them.
犹太人在圣殿里面透过献祭来敬拜上帝。
They would go to the temple and by offering sacrifices they worshipped God.
但是对于撒玛利亚人来说，
But for the Samaritans,
他们认为敬拜应该是在基利心山上。
They believed that worship should take place on the Mount of Gerizim.
而犹太人认为在耶路撒冷圣殿之外没有敬拜。
The Jews believe that outside of the temple of Jerusalem, there is no true worship.
因为这个圣殿是唯一法定的，上帝认可的敬拜他的地方。
The temple is the only God-authorized place of worship.
所以在犹太人和撒玛利亚人中间有了分歧。
That is why there is also a difference of opinion between the Jews and the Samaritans.
但是耶稣取消了人敬拜上帝的这种地点和时间上面的限制。
But Jesus had taken away all these limitations about the time and place of worship.
耶稣指出敬拜上帝的人要用圣灵和真理来敬拜他。
Jesus pointed out that those who worship God should worship in spirit and truth.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣就是真理。
And in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, He is the truth.
圣灵被称为真理的圣灵。
And the Spirit is also called the Spirit of truth.
所以，借着圣灵，在真理里面敬拜上帝。
Therefore, by the Spirit, we can worship God the Father in truth.
不再受时间和空间的限制。
No longer is worship limited by time and space.
耶稣取消了人通向上帝敬拜的隔阂。
Jesus had taken away all the isolation between God and man.
耶稣自己就是圣殿。
Jesus himself is the temple.
所以我们在基督里面借着圣灵可以自由地敬拜上帝。
So in Christ, we can worship God through the Spirit freely.
当亚当在伊甸园的时候，他可以自由地敬拜上帝。
When Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he could worship God freely.
他犯罪堕落之后，与上帝有了隔阂。
But after the fall, after he sinned, he was isolated from God.
而耶稣基督恢复了我们自由敬拜上帝的权利。
Now Jesus Christ restored our privilege to worship God without limitations.
他自己成为圣殿。
He himself became the temple.
他赐给我们圣灵。
He gave us the Holy Spirit.
我们在真理中敬拜上帝。
In truth, we can worship God.
当这耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人讲到敬拜的时候，
And when Jesus addressed the topic of worship with the Samaritan woman,
这个撒玛利亚妇人发现一个很重要的真理。
The Samaritan woman discovered a very important truth.
她说，当弥赛亚来的时候，他会把一切的道理都告诉我们。
She said, when the Messiah comes, he will tell us all things.
对犹太人来说，
And now from the Jews' point of view,
当弥赛亚再来的时候，
When the Messiah comes,
要带来上帝对以色列人的拯救。
When the Messiah comes, he will restore salvation to the Jews.
弥赛亚要带来创造的更新。
Now Messiah will bring renewal of creation.
耶稣说，跟你说话的就是。
And Jesus said, I who speak to you am he.
这个撒玛利亚妇人在井边不是遇见井水。他是看见了救主。
The woman by the well did not just get water from the well, but she met the Savior.
这个妇人留下了自己的水罐。
The woman left her instruments for drawing water.
她跑到了撒玛利亚城内。
She left her water jar and went away into town.
她向所有的人做见证。
And he said to all the people in town,
我看见弥赛亚了。
I have met the Christ.
结果撒玛利亚城里面的人都来到耶稣面前。
As a result, all the people in town came to Jesus.
他们接受耶稣就是那位救主弥赛亚。
And they accepted that Jesus was the Messiah, the Savior.
我们看见这个妇人遇到耶稣之后的生命的改变。
We see the transformation in this woman's life after she had encountered Jesus.
她敢跑到城内对所有人做见证。
She actually went into town and publicly declared this to all the people.
结果整个撒玛利亚城的人都因着耶稣的到来而看见了救世主。
As a result, all the people in town, in that Samaritan town, came to know Jesus.
所以我们看见耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人这一段谈话里面。
So we know that through this conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman,
耶稣讲到了活水婚姻和敬拜。
Jesus talked about living water. He talked about marriage. He talked about worship.
活水象征的生命。
The living water represents eternal life.
是圣灵要赐给我们的永生。
The life, the eternal life that the Spirit will grant to us.
婚姻代表了人与人之间最亲密的关系。
Marriage means the restoration of true harmony between people.
而敬拜上帝是人的本分。
Worship, of course, is man's duty.
是上帝给人的恩典。
It is a blessing of God to man.
本来亚当在伊甸园里面都拥有这一切。
At first, Adam had all of these in the Garden of Eden.
当亚当犯罪之后，被赶出了伊甸园。
But after he sinned, he was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
在亚当之后的人类当中，
And all men that came after Adam,
人的婚姻受到破坏。
And lost all of that. Their marriage is broken.
人失去了真正的生命。
They have lost true life.
人每一天所追逐的无非是世界的一切。
And they end up pursuing the things of this world.
绝大多数的人 不认识上帝。
Most people do not know God.
所以当耶稣基督再来的来到这个世界的时候
，Therefore, when Jesus came to this world,
他要把这一个上帝所创造被破坏的重新更新。
He was going to restore, to renew everything in the way that God had created them.
他要把原初这个美好的创造再次带给我们。
He wanted to show us the original beautiful creation of God.
教会是什么
？And what is the church?
教会是什么
？What is the church？
基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ。
不是教堂吗？教会是教堂吗
？Is the church the building？
不是。
No, it is not the building。
教堂只是一个 building。
The building is just an outward structure。
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ。
我们在教会里面可以自由的敬拜上帝。
In the church, we can worship God freely。
所以魂来到教会信耶稣的
So everyone who comes to church and who believes in Jesus
我们与上帝重新恢复了关系
We have renewed and restored this relationship with God
上帝在原初伊甸园里面的创造在基督的里面被重新恢复过来
In Christ all the beautiful creation the original plan of God in the Garden of Eden are restored
所以教会如同伊甸园。
And so the church should be like the Garden of Eden.
在教会里面，你可以听到真正的道，得到真正的生命。
In the church, you should be able to hear the truth, and you should be able to find true life.
在教会里面，可以过一个圣洁的婚姻的生活。
In the church, you should be able to live a good marriage.
在教会里面，可以自由的。真正的敬拜上帝。
And in the church, you should be able to worship God freely.
所以教会如同伊甸园。
So the church should be a replica of the Garden of Eden.
这个是上帝给人类最大的恩典。
And this is the greatest blessing of God to man.
今天教会向世人所宣讲的。
Today, what the church is declaring to the world.
应该包括一个真正生命的得着。
Should include a true reception of life.
一个有见证的婚姻
We should be able to live a marriage that is a testimony, a living testimony.
带人来到教会，真正的敬拜上帝。
When people come to church, they should be able to truly worship God.
这是教会的使命。
And this is the mission of the church.
所以我们看到在约翰福音里面
So in the Gospel of John,
耶稣和撒玛利亚人的对话
Through the conversation of Jesus and the Samaritan woman,
里面仿佛把创世纪里面伊甸园的那个美好的景象再次带给了我们。
It is as if Jesus is placing before us once again the beautiful picture of God's original creation in the Garden of Eden.
我们借着耶稣基督获得永生。
Through Jesus Christ, we find true eternal life.
我们在基督里面借着圣灵敬拜上帝。
Through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit, we worship God.
我们在教会里面。也可以过一个圣洁的婚姻的生活。
And in the church, we can have a sanctified marital life.
这是一个伊甸园的恢复。
And this is a restoration, a recovery of Eden.
是借着耶稣基督带给我们的恩典。
And it is a blessing that is given to us by Jesus Christ.
我们把一切荣耀归给上帝。
We give to God all the glory.
好，我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us bow in prayer together.
请您。
主我们感谢你因为你的到来因为你是我们的救主因为你是 真理因为你是道路因为你是生命你让我们可以在基督里面重新得着伊甸园的那份的完全那份的快乐、啊、你让我们可以得着永生你让我们可以与人之间有和睦你让我们可以自由的敬拜你主我们感谢你赐给我们那么好的恩典让我们能够好好的回应、啊、主你的、啊、这个恩赐让我们好好的敬拜你让我们好好的与人和睦也让我们可以在你里面把这份真正的生命、啊、活出来、啊、向世界宣告我们的主我们的神是唯一的真神我们可以回到归回神那里好好的跟他有一个 很好的关系。主，我们感谢你，也让我们的教会在这个我们的周年，当我们纪念你的恩典的时候，让我们的教会也成为你的见证，你的活的见证，在这个世上让人看见人跟神可以如何有一个美好的关系。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，
阿门。